Ask a dry cleaner. You've probably taken clothes to a dry cleaner before, but have you ever wondered what happens to them while they are there? I asked Karen Miller, who has been running a dry cleaning business for 25 years, a few questions about her business. So what exactly is dry cleaning? Is it really dry?
No, it's not dry at all. When you dry clean clothes, they are washed in liquid chemicals that remove dirt and stains from the fabric. It's called dry cleaning because there is no water used.
When was dry cleaning invented?
Dry cleaning has been around since Roman times. The Romans used chemicals such as ammonia from human and animal urine to remove dirt and oil from the fabric. Fortunately, in 1855, a Frenchman named Jean-Baptiste Joly accidentally discovered a better method. He spilled some kerosene on a greasy tablecloth. When the kerosene dried, the cloth was cleaner where the kerosene had been. Joly realized that kerosene could be helpful to people who cleaned clothes. It could make cleaning easier.
Isn't kerosene used to light fires? That doesn't sound like a good thing to clean clothes with.
Well, we don't use it anymore, of course, but people did use kerosene and gasoline to clean clothes for a long time, and they caught on fire very easily. Dry cleaning was a pretty dangerous business in those days. Nowadays, we use chemicals that are gentle on most fabrics and don't catch on fire so easily.
So is dry cleaning safe now?
It's not completely safe for the workers. The chemicals can make people dizzy and cause headaches, sore eyes, sore throat, and some other more serious illnesses. We have machines now that keep the air in the shops cleaner.
What should I do if I get a stain on my clothes?
My advice is to bring a stained garment to a professional cleaner as quickly as possible. Don't wait, and don't try to remove the stain yourself. Often home remedies make it harder for us to get the stains out. Heat can make a stain very difficult to remove, so never put stained clothes in a dryer, iron them, or leave them in a hot car.
Do you ever have any difficult customers?
A few. Some customers leave their clothes here for months. We have a sign that says, "If you leave your clothes here for 6 months, they will be donated to charity." I think we're being fair and reasonable, don't you? But you'd be surprised how many people forget about their clothes. Once, I had a lady who wanted to pick up a dress that she had left 2 years before. She was furious that it wasn't here anymore. She threatened to sue me.
Has that ever happened?
Not to me. But there was a famous case of a man who sued a dry cleaner for $67 million because they lost his pants.
Wow, those must have been nice pants.
He said losing them caused him pain and suffering. But he lost the court case, thank goodness.